Manufacturing will be a bigger issue than usual during the election campaign because of the crisis in the Australian car sector. There are 250,000 Australians either directly or indirectly linked to car making, and their votes are important to both parties. So what are they offering? A key platform of Labor's manufacturing policy is its billion-dollar jobs plan to help local companies win contracts. The opposition is yet to release its policies, but dumping the carbon tax, it says, will be central to business recovery. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
Ford's decision to shut up shop in Australia and Holden's financial concerns means manufacturing policies of the major parties will be in the election spotlight. Labor's committed billions of dollars to try and keep car manufacturing afloat until 2020.
Well, the industry is extremely important and the government wants it to have a strong future. And we're providing the support for jobs in the industry to make sure that that future is secure.
Under Labor, $5.5 billion has been earmarked over a decade to support car makers. The bulk of that money is linked to the Automotive Transformation Scheme. The industry minister is Greg Combe.
We're only one of 13 countries around the world that can design a car, engineer it and build it from the ground up, if you like. And it's a very important capability to have in our economy.
The coalition will cut $500 million from the assistance package between now and 2015. It will then order the Productivity Commission review the $1.5 billion in assistance committed to after that. But the opposition's industry spokeswoman, Sophie Mirabella, won't say if assistance could be cut further.
We want a viable car industry for Australia's future, and I'm not going to get into these silly hypotheticals. We're focused on what we can do to have a long-term industry into the future.
And manufacturing's not just about cars. Labor's also committed $1 billion to its Australian jobs plan. It'll mean large companies with projects worth more than $500 million will be required by law to give local firms the chance to bid for contracts before they're sent offshore. The opposition doesn't support that, but there's a bipartisan approach to strong anti-dumping measures to stop foreign companies exporting products to Australia at a price below the cost of manufacturing them.
Manufacturing's got a strong future in Australia without any doubt. It's been an important part of our economy and will continue to be so. But that doesn't mean that businesses don't have to change. They do have to change, and in particular, they have to innovate.
Manufacturing is very diverse and there are parts that are very successful. It's not for government to tell which industries should continue and which shouldn't. The job of government is to ensure that its decisions do not impose undue costs on those businesses.
The coalition hasn't officially launched its manufacturing policy yet, but one key platform is the dumping of the carbon tax, which it says will provide relief industry-wide. It will also reverse cuts to research and development tax incentives.
Samantha Hawley reporting.